Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast. This is your host, Astrologer Shelley Entine, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 6th of November, and ending on Sunday, the 12th of November, which is the day before the Scorpio new moon takes place. And because it takes place on Monday at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I have recorded a separate podcast. It's a 22-minute podcast about this new moon, and it is very important. And all the aspects leading up to it this week are going to be shedding some light on it. We have a couple of things to speak about first, which is Venus shifting into Libra, followed by Mercury entering Sagittarius. And on Saturday the 11th, the anticipated volatility of Mars and Scorpio's opposition to Uranus retrograde in Taurus at 4:11 p.m. on Veterans Day, November the 11th. So, let's start with the lovely Venus in the sign of beauty, Libra. And so, she's strong in this sign. She's more focused on relationships and agreements and contracts and finding ways to broker compromise. She's in the sign of legal issues, and she is interested in the values of the law, but also she wants to have many points of view seen. In Libra, this is one of the issues for Libra, is that it always can see another side to the story. And this is one of the things that in the ideal way helps us balance the scale into a place of truth. So when we have a very polarized attitude, we can't see anything else. You know, we don't want to hear anything else. We won't engage even exploring anything else. Venus here might help with that. We can hope so. And she and Mercury are both involved together in the chart for the new moon. And so you'll hear about that on the other podcast. So Venus in Libra loves things of beauty, loves the arts, and loves peace, wants peace, and sometimes at any price, by which I mean it doesn't assert itself enough. It vacillates and doesn't want to cause issues, and that's part of our South Node learning curve right now. But Venus will be spending on adornments to beautify the self, as well as to beautify any area of life, particularly the home. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing some change or interior design, this is the Venus that would be, you know, in a good way, hopefully helping you with that. And also, she is involved in liking things that look good and not necessarily the underlying factors. And sometimes we say with Libra, if you go out to a restaurant with Libra, the ambiance can be more important than the actual food. The ease and grace of the service is also much appreciated by this Venus. And she will, again, want peace, and she will try to bring peace into situations and circumstances. And we certainly need that, don't we? So here she comes in, and she does this shift into this sign of Libra at 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, the 8th. And she will remain in Libra until she moves into Scorpio. And she'll do that just before the day changes from the 4th of December to the 5th of December. So we have her for the Thanksgiving holiday, which may help ease some situations if you typically have controversy around the table. It'll be a little bit mitigated by having the Venus in Libra. Yes. And we know that, you know, for outer planet aspects, she's not really relating in a classic aspect to the planets in Taurus and Pisces, but she will make a trine to Pluto, I believe, while she's doing this. She'll get to it. Not until the end, of course, because Pluto is at 28 degrees, so that will be the early part of December. You'll feel it coming in maybe on the 2nd. It'll complete by the 4th. So she is going to have that square energy to Pluto in Capricorn, and this is going to be challenging for issues of law and outer standing, reputation, and getting other people to see any other point of view at all. It doesn't happen easily. So this is one of the things right now. It'll be a whole different ball game for Venus in Libra when Pluto's in Aquarius, because then she will be enshrined to Pluto and she will be able to get other points of view out there, right? So let's see when she actually makes her, if she makes the connection. Oh, the connection to Mercury is going to come from Mercury, and it's going to happen very quickly in Mercury's entry. It'll be around the 11th and 12th of November, where it's fortunate that these planets are in good shape, at least with each other, during the volatile Veterans Day aspect here. So, going to Mercury in Sagittarius, we find the mind shifting gears from being the intense, secretive, detective, you know, knower of mysteries and all of that, plotting and planning and, you know, these kinds of things, into a more hopefully optimistic mind. But one of the things we know is that all of these things we say about these signs are going to be relating into what's going on around us in our personal lives, but also in the outer world. And Mercury, if Venus is the sign of the laws of man, the laws on the book, the balancing of the scales, Mercury is in Sagittarius, the sign of natural law, which is, you know, things like, you know, the earth is spinning in a certain direction and tilting and causing seasons, and the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, those kinds of things. So natural law is also, Sagittarius is the sign of the indigenous people, who had more connection to the natural laws because they were so dependent on them for survival. You know, you didn't get, you know, you couldn't hunt all times of the year and keep your herds. You know, you had to pay attention to different timing for different things. And so that's where the mind could go also, is back into some of those ideas and ideals. But Sagittarius is also the sign of philosophy and religion. And we know that there's a lot of energy already, before any of the planets have gone into Sagittarius, on these issues of religious beliefs, isn't there? And it's also the sign of foreign cultures. And we know that there's always talk about foreign cultures and things that are happening in other parts of the world these days. I mean, you know, you hear about a hurricane affecting the coastal areas of Europe. you know, you're hearing about all these things that are affecting everywhere. And so there's going to be so much of the mind that's involved in these issues. And this can be helpful to have it in good relationship to Venus, but it will move away. It is in good relationship to Venus during the new moon, but it's already passed through and its exact sextile is over. But we will get some help, you know, from having them together working. And, you know, Mercury in Sagittarius is willing to expand thinking. And so anything that Venus has to say about, you know, well, look at it this way now. Let's see what it looks like if we look at it that way now, you know. So this is a good time for you personally in your personal life to have certain discussions and conversations when these planets are in good aspect with one another. But Mercury will go on, and Mercury will have issues with the Pisces planets, certainly. And not much to do with this Taurus and Scorpio planets, you see. Or even the Capricorn power planet. So it will be different, a different kind of experience for Mercury in Sagittarius. But, you know, we are at this point, we're in the fourth quarter, lunar phase, going into that new moon. And so we are looking at what we want to remove, replace, retain, you know, in our lives as we move through the next lunar cycle. But also, we are in that last quarter phase of the solar cycle. So we are focused on the coming year and what's going to happen. I'm going to be looking heavily at the eclipse energies coming up for 2024. I'll be giving a talk at Asheville Friends of Astrology in early February. Well, actually, it's not early. It's the 16th of February. On this, and there may be different players in the outer world who are affected by the eclipses because we have them in different signs, except we do have the Aries and Libra, but we also now have Pisces in there as we're moving towards a different set of, you know, the nodes. And it won't be immediate, but it will get there into the South Node in Virgo and North Node in Pisces. So anyway, we have now this experience of looking ahead, looking forward, and trying to make some decisions. Now, Venus in Libra isn't the greatest Venus to have decision-making under because Libra can, again, vacillate between points of view. But it is also a helper if you do decide to sign a contract of some sort. And if you have Mercury in Sagittarius at that point, you may have a legal mind on it, if not from you, from someone else. Okay. And let's see how long this planet, of course, the planets are exalted, they say, in certain signs and, you know, weak in other signs. And for the most part, Mercury in Sagittarius can be weak because it will not be paying attention to a lot of the details and wants a broader picture. But also, it can be a very high level if you're looking at people who are philosophers and spiritual teachers. This is where it excels. So Mercury in Sagittarius until the shift takes place on the first day of December. So this is where you are going to be coming closer as we get to the end of November. It's actually between the 26th and the 27th. That we have the Mercury square to Neptune that comes in. And so I think that is clear of Thanksgiving, which is always a helpful thing. In the United States, if you're listening from somewhere else, that's our holiday is taking place this year. It depends on, depending on where the Thursdays fall. And this year, Thanksgiving is on the 23rd day of November. So, this is when we would like to have the energies as good as we can. We certainly have, however, Mercury in Sagittarius being the energy that would be more focused on gratitude and generosity than some of the other signs would have been, like in Scorpio, which is too busy to think about that, in a sense, unless it's helping taxes and stuff like that. So, all right, let's go to the weekly energy of the planets. And we start with Monday, the 6th, and we know that's the day before Election Day also. It's not a presidential election. Some of you may be having important local elections, like the city of Greenville is having a mayoral election, and we may have a change of scene there. But at any rate, elections are important these days, no matter what level they're on. So be aware of what's going on in your area. And if there's something you need to vote on, you know, see if you can make sure you get there. All right, we have the Venus in Virgo trine to Pluto in Capricorn as we get up and are making our day plans and things at 9:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time now we're in. This is very helpful. You know, Venus wants things organized, and Pluto is powerful in helping with this. These ideas can be put in motion. And with a void of course Leo moon, they don't have any obstacles or other energies to deal with until the moon enters Virgo at 2:39 p.m. And now there's a hiccup, as there will be, as long as Saturn's in Pisces. Moon opposes Saturn in Pisces. Saturn's direct now at 3:42 p.m. So that makes something go wrong, or something is deficient, or someone is resistant. There is that's like a speed bump that you have there. Meanwhile, Mercury in Scorpio, in its last days of Scorpio, makes a very psychic trine to Neptune retrograde in Pisces on this day. So you're getting a lot of that input until 8:37 p.m. when that completes. And meanwhile, very practical, analytical moon in Virgo is moving on from the opposition to Saturn to the trine to Jupiter, still retrograde in Taurus, for the rest of Monday evening, the overnight, and until 10:43 a.m. on Tuesday, the 7th. Moon will be in sextile to the Sun in Scorpio until 9:54 p.m. And so this is a very happy day for the moon in Virgo. Virgo has been doing great with the Taurus and Scorpio planets. And so this is one of the days when, you know, you can have helpful people helping you understand things and management and making good, wise choices in some of the areas of life that need choices made. And moon in Virgo will go on from 9:54 p.m. to sextile Mars in Scorpio at 4:29 a.m. on Wednesday. And of course, that's just a minute before Venus enters Libra. And while she's doing that, the moon in Virgo is trine Uranus, retrograde in Taurus at 9:40 a.m. It is exact. And that's where the happy flow is going to shift. But it's very good to see Venus enter Libra while this is happening. The moon in Virgo is entertaining which changes were made, particularly in finance, and how did that work out, and seeing where it did. Moon is now going into the opposition to Neptune until 5:20 p.m. on Wednesday. And so now our wonderful ride is temporarily over. We just can't rely on things. We have to be careful if we're out and about. There can be some infectious energy around, and you just are confused by things. Mercury, meanwhile, is coming in Scorpio to sextile Pluto in Capricorn at 7:17 p.m., while the moon is going trine Pluto in Capricorn at 11:20 p.m. and sextile Venus in Scorpio at 11:55 p.m. So that whole time, let's say between 5:30 p.m. Eastern and midnight Eastern time, you can get back on track. You've got a lot of insight helping you structure, and when the moon makes the same energies, highlight the Pluto first, Mercury second, until 11:55 p.m., you know, you're definitely getting stabilized here, and in a good way, in a helpful way. At 3:08 a.m. on Thursday, the moon enters Libra and makes the conjunction to Venus very early, 5:23 a.m. Well, it should be nice dreams anyway, if you're sleeping, and most of the United States, except the very early morning workers or the overnight shift, will probably be asleep, because even 3 hours earlier in Pacific time, it's, you know, still a time when many would be not awake for it. But if you are, this is one of the most charming aspects we have, the moon in Libra and Venus in Libra together. Yes, charm for days. Mercury is going to be entering Sagittarius while this Libra moon moves on for its monthly square to Pluto in Capricorn that will not complete until that volatile Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m., the 11th. Where we have the Mars opposition, Uranus coming in. And the first thing that Mercury does is square Saturn in Pisces at 10:07 a.m. on Friday morning, so it might not be feeling so good. There's disappointing news. There's maybe some more victimization and terribly despairing energy being found in the world news. So, you know, it's difficult for travel. So just be aware of that on Friday morning, the 10th, 10:07 a.m. is when that square from Mercury comes in. And the rest of the day, Moon in Libra isn't really feeling the challenge yet. So you may be able to just relax and have your pleasant quality feelings on Friday. But again, that shifts into the square to Pluto, 10:05 a.m. Saturday. Moon is void, of course, until 1:39 p.m. Saturday when it enters Scorpio. And at first, it has a trine to Saturn in Pisces at 2:43 p.m., so perhaps there's some kind of assistance coming to Saturn in Pisces, which is sometimes not sure about the stability of the structures it depends on. But while the Mars is going into this opposition, which is already being felt coming in, and is exact at 4:11 p.m., the moon in Scorpio is opposing Jupiter retrograde in Taurus. And that's a big discrepancy in values and attitudes towards finance and power and control. And so that comes in at 7:09 a.m. on Sunday. And then the rest of Sunday is a Scorpio moon that is not quite up to its next aspect, which is the new moon when it joins with the sun on Monday morning at 4:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I have to tell you that morning has the three difficult aspects that are present in the new moon, or two of them for the moon and one of them for the sun coming in. Moon opposition Uranus, retrograde in Taurus. Moon conjunct Mars in Scorpio. And the sun opposition Uranus in Taurus. So that morning, with a little brief energy that comes in from a trine to Neptune from Scorpio moon, is it, you know, an aftermath, you could say, type of energy. So we'll be sure to get a good look at what is in store when we do the next weekly astrology forecast. We have some planetary energies, again, that are something to discuss, but at that particular week, I don't think anybody changes direction. I don't think anybody changes signs. That'll happen, but not yet. As Mars will be entering Sagittarius when it finishes its run in Scorpio. So I don't know. I know we're getting closer to the Uranus direct and the Sun entering Sagittarius, of course. But that isn't something we have to deal with at this time. So, please listen to the new moon forecast, and wishing you all the best with all of these aspects. And I'll say goodbye for now.